You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us Saturday morning, March the 15th, 2025. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show, hosted by Mike Overson of Luminate Bank here in the Twin Cities, Scott Wolmering, and myself, Ryan O'Neill, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team. RE/MAX Advantage Plus, I hope your Saturday is starting off well. We're a couple days before St. Patrick's Day here, and we're here for your questions, comments, thoughts. This is a real estate mortgage show. It is live, interactive, and Scott, Mike's on there, guys. Mr. Scott, and good morning to you there, as always.
Yeah, good to be here. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Like Ryan said, this is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We have been doing this show for about 20 years, every Saturday. And we love your feedback during the show. It's live. We would love your questions, 612-294-6949. If you're watching on social media, you can just type your questions in. We'll handle them as they come in. And we're going to talk everything that has to do with the Minnesota real estate market and what's going on, what we think is going to happen, how we think it's going to end, kind of everything.
Yeah, good stuff. Mike, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, good to see you, Ryan.
You are taking a break from working to do more work.
Yeah, right? Pretty much. It's definitely a busy time. We talked about it last week, too. You know, the spring market is certainly here, and it, you know, we see it and we feel it on a day-to-day basis. So applications are up, phone calls are up, you know, purchase agreements, all that fun stuff. A lot of activity out there.
Yeah, let's dive in. Again, the first segment of the show, we always do a real estate update and a mortgage update, comparing some year-over-year numbers. We'll look at the real estate numbers here first this week. Not huge changes as we look at the numbers, Scott and Mike. New listings are up slightly. There were 1,277 new properties that came onto the market this past week, up 4% year over year. Pending sales were about even as last year at this time, 845 accepted purchase agreements. The overall inventory down just very slightly, about 1% down, 7,094. And again, we're still at a median sales price in the Twin Cities of $370,000, which is up about 5%. Scott, few more new listings, which is good, but still not enough.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, we talk about it every week, and frankly, it's been kind of the same here for about 3 years. You know, we are in, you know, it's not the best seller's market. It is number two, because the best seller's market was about 4 months of 2022. But bottom line is just not a lot of homes out there. So it doesn't really matter what price range you're in. There's pressure everywhere. If you're priced correctly, marketed correctly, you should go very, very quick. And I'm talking about million-dollar properties, our last $3 million properties, $1.3 million went multiple offers in the first 3 days. $1.089 million went multiple offers in the first 2 days. $1.175 million went multiple offers in the first 4 days. And so people out there, listening to that, a lot of times they're like, oh my gosh, those must have been underpriced. They're not. Because the other properties around them that were $1 million, I knew, for example, the last one. I had called all the other agents. How many offers did you have? I had 6. How many offers did you have? I had 4. How many offers did you have? I had 8. So I was like, okay, we're going on at $1,089,000. And I know there are 15 buyers that have just lost out on these other $1 million properties. So we're going to have between 13 and 18 showings. We had 19 showings, multiple offers. So that's how we've gotten to in our market. People always think in terms of, well, my gosh, we have to be on for 4 months in order to get our number. Well, those were back in the days when you would have 2 or 3 showings in 4 months. When you have 19 showings or 15 showings in 3 days, all the guesswork's out. You either hit your number or you missed it. And if you missed it, adjust right away. Don't sit around. You've already gone through it.
Mike, what are we seeing interest rate-wise? Mid-sixes still?
Yep, mid-sixes. Yeah, interest rates are pretty flat this week compared to last week. Just some examples. I just actually locked a 15-year fix for one of my buyers yesterday, 5.49 on a 15-year fixed.
Wow.
So that was pretty good. Otherwise, a lot of the 30-year fix that I'm seeing, got a VA, you know, locked at 5.99, had a couple of conventionals at, you know, 6.375 and 6.5. You know, so, and most of these are with a point, but they're, you know, rates are hanging in there. And there's actually a lot of talks of people expecting rates to come down in June and maybe July. Do we hit fives for a 30-year fixed? We'll see.
Seems like we've been saying that for a while. The rates are going to come down. The rates are going to come down. And they've just kind of been hanging where they are. But it is interesting. We're seeing, again, there's definitely activity. I can see it with the team, with the Minnesota real estate team. You know, more sales, more activity, accepted purchase agreements, more talk in some cases of multiple offers and, you know, how to get an offer accepted or tips or strategies or that type of thing. So the spring market's here. We felt it yesterday. What was it, 70?
Yeah, it was so nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, just get your blood pumping. And then, you know we're going to get dumped on. We're going to get snow. So you just get all this joy, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, we do live
well,
in
Minnesota. Well, your old neck of the woods is supposed to get like 8 to 12 inches of snow
Bemidji,
later today. Yeah.
I'm sure. They get
up
that,
north?
Yeah, Bemidji, they get that in July.
Bemidji down to Marshall, Minnesota, if you know where that is. There's a line there that's supposed to get like 8 to 12 inches in that swath, and it's like, you know, from 70s one day to 12 inches of snow the next. That's Minnesota.
Makes you appreciate it more, maybe.
See?
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yes, from the O'Neill perspective, absolutely. It gives you a chance to reflect. It gives you a chance to feel good.
Yeah, it makes you appreciate it a little bit more. Hey, this is a live show. We are interactive, and you can interrupt us at any point by phone or text message, 612-294-6949, 612-294-6949. Comes right into the studio here, and we always welcome your questions, comments, thoughts. Before we hit the first break, Scott and I were talking. We do actually have a number of nice listings we wanted to touch on this week. The first one, Laura Marquardt, a great agent on the team. Actually, she's got a condo right downtown here, not too far from where we're at, 215 10th Avenue South, number 320. It's listed for $675. It's the Bridgewater Lofts. 2 beds, 2 baths. It's a condo with a versatile den. Just steps to Gold Medal Park here, and it's got a ton of great amenities. A pool overlooking the city and U.S. Bank Stadium, fitness center, climate-controlled wine locker. Wow. 2 parking stalls, and it's almost 1,800 finished square feet with that full storage locker located on the same floor as the unit. Again, it's Bridgewater Lofts. It's in downtown East, which is a coveted spot and a great place to start life in the downtown Minneapolis area. Be sure to check that out, 215 10th Avenue South, number 320. They're actually doing an open house here right after the show from 11 to 1. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hope your weekend's going well. We got 2 days before St. Patrick's Day. I was talking to my good friend, Mr. Ryan, here before the show. Ryan, you got to comment. Last night, you had a pint of what?
Guinness, of course. And, you know, I have one a year, and then I always remember why I only have one a year. But so, yes, it went down just fine.
Hey, tell us what you recently celebrated something important with your family.
I celebrated the passing of my father, his life. I celebrated his life, yes. And we went out to Fort Snelling, and we had a beer, had a cigarette, which were two of his favorite things. But it was a joyous celebration. You know, it's nothing sad. You know, of course we miss him, but you have fun. You have fun. Remember the man he was and the legacy he left.
What I liked what Ryan said is what kind of cigarette and what kind of beer?
Marlboro Reds.
That was my dad.
Really?
And Miller Genuine Draft. I don't think there's a whole lot of people walking around who still pound those every day.
Yeah. What's the deal with Marlboro Reds, Scott?
He smoked Marlboro Reds as until he quit smoking.
Grandpa Larry did?
Oh my gosh, like 3 packs a day.
Really?
Oh my gosh, yeah. When I was a kid, I never remember without having a cigarette in his mouth.
Okay.
And it's so it's so non PC now, but like we'd be driving up to our lake home in his truck with the windows down, smoking.
You know, just burning one down.
Yeah, you would never do that now. you'd never do that. I'd be like, Dad, roll the window down. Yeah, but Marlboro Reds and. Cheap, what is the brandy that he drank? AJ?
E&J
brandy. I mean, I think they give it away. It's that cheap.
It's like Boone's Farm.
Yeah, it's like Boone's Farm and wine.
Rye, we're thinking of you, bud. Thinking of you and your family, man.
Thank you. You guys are great. I love it when you come in. And let's talk some shop here.
Let's talk some shop. Yeah, it is, again, 612-294-6949 is how you can join us here at the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We're live every week. Mike, it's good to see a little more activity. Last 2 years, super slow for real estate agents, mortgage people, a lot of people getting out of the business. Do you think number of units is going to be better this year overall?
I do. Yeah, I definitely think number of units will be better this year. And you know, as rates trickle down, I do think rates will continue to trickle down throughout the year. Do we get into the high fives on a conventional by June?
We don't need to.
I don't know. We don't need to. Will we see high fives for a 30-year fixed once or twice this year? Yes, absolutely. I think we will. You know, it'll go down there and it might float back up to the low sixes, you know, and it's never a straight line. But I think that, along with just a lot of the changes that's happening now, is going to spark a lot of activity and it's going to be a good year.
Yeah, you know, one question I was going to ask you, Mike, I've got my thoughts on it, but you know, we're at 6.75% for lack of a bit. You know, I know it's at 6.5 today, but right between 6.5% and 7%, and we've kind of been there ish for the last year and a half. I mean, 7.25% or whatever, and for the most part, and agents out there, if you want to comment on the stream, maybe I'm just in a couple price ranges at seeing this, but everything is multiple offers. My last three listings all blew up in multiples, and they were more upper bracket. And I'm trying to figure out, is it just you think that people have kind of just settled in and we're on year three and they're just going to go at it?
Because life happens.
Because we have not had this kind of pressure. I haven't felt since 2022.
Yeah.
And I don't really understand why it's there.
I think it's because we now have maintained the sixes for a while. You know, when it was, you know, in the high sixes, you know, then up to the low sevens and then back down to the high sixes, it was so weird. It's almost like a line was drawn there. If your interest rate started with a seven, what you heard in the news and the media was, oh, rates went up again and housing affordability is questionable. And you hear all that stuff and then people pull back. Then all of a sudden it goes back down into the sixes. And then what you see is, you know, rates down to the sixes, you know, rates dropped for the second week in a row. It's, you know, buying a house is better now than it was, you know, last month or whatever. Yeah. So it was a weird line at 7%. It's like I could feel the activity decrease when we hit sevens. Yeah. And as soon as we got back into anything with the six, then it would start back up.
Yeah, I had a texter text in. Again, you can call or text us. Don't be bashful. 612-294-6949. It comes right into the studio. I promise Scott will be nice.
Always.
This one says, I grew up looking at so-called, quote, popcorn ceilings, unquote. What type of finish is used now in place of popcorn ceilings? Thanks so much, Jerry.
Yeah, it's a great question. So in scales of price range and you know, so on, you'll have what are called knockdown ceilings, and they are basically the popcorn, and you take a trowel and you knock it down. So if you've seen those, they kind of have a, you know, almost like an eggshell look to it. So that's out there. The most appealing, if you've got the right builder and they do it correctly, are flat ceilings, where it's just flat. There's no finish on it whatsoever. And the reason I say good builder, if you're going to get cracks in your ceilings, cracks in your sheetrock work, there's a skill to putting in a very good flat ceiling, but it's by far the best look. And especially as you move up in price range, if it's not flat, it better be something ornate. You won't really see knockdowns over, you know, 800 grand.
Yeah, we got phone lines ringing. We got texts coming in. Another text just said, hey, guys, properties are all different. How close is the county's taxable market value? Mike, any thoughts on that? County's taxable market value?
I mean, you can kind of generalize. You know, I'd say Dakota County is cheaper typically with property taxes than, you know, like Hennepin County would be or Ramsey County would be. You know, but you have pockets too. It's like, you know, Farmington built a new school. And so I know that property taxes went up in Farmington to help pay for that school. Same thing in Lakeville just this last year. My taxes went up because I'm in the Lakeville School District. So if you're there, you know, your taxes went up for the schools there too. So there's pockets and stuff. I mean, do they really differ that much based on value? Not really.
Yeah, and if you're asking, is the tax assessed value consistent with actual market value? It's not. But it does give you a range. I mean, if you want to see a $100,000 range to see where's this house at, you're going to be somewhere in
general
there.
General idea.
You get up into more expensive properties that can get out of whack a little bit more. And the other thing that people don't understand is the more a property has been transferred, sold. So you have a property that you bought for $400,000 back in 2000, and it's never been sold. Those taxes are going to be lower than the similar property that's been sold four times, where it's recalculated on the newer sale. Because at 400, they're still guessing. If it's sold 6 months ago for $1 million, they don't have to guess anymore. They know their number.
Yeah. One other, just real quick thought on that is, I always encourage, again, have an agent do a good market analysis for you. Because again, right now you're getting your property tax statements showing for this year, upcoming year assessed value. Generally speaking, your market value is going to be better than the taxed value on there. You need a good agent or broker to do a good market analysis. Like Mike said, depending upon location, schools, amenities, updates, all those things. Hey, we got a caller here. We're going to go to Mr. David in Eden Prairie. David, thanks for calling the Minnesota Real Estate Show, and how can we best help?
Hey, quick question. If you're looking to buy a house, probably like out in Farmington or farther away, would in these the houses that are just up for sale, it seems they're going for, you know, above the price. If you could buy like a brand new house instead of 6.5 at like 5.5 versus going at an existing house that seems to me you have to bid 40,000 over, would you rather go for a new house or an existing house?
This is Scott Womering. Appreciate the call. We're talking strictly value, not just what you want. You're always better off buying existing properties. When you buy a new construction, think of it as buying a car. People get really excited about new construction. It's new. So they buy it. I use 5 to 7% above existing properties. And then when you talk about things like where you can have an interest rate of 5.5%, remember money in and money out. So if they're buying the rate down to 5.5% from 7, let's use $20,000. That's $20,000 that you're rolling into the price of that house. And so it's not free money. You know, you can do that on existing properties too and buy it down, but you're paying for that money. So so new construction, you're always going to be behind. It's really just a family decision that this is what you want. You're going to be there 15 years, whether you're maxing out your potential of what you're going to get is less important to you than living where you want to live.
Mike, you do a ton with new construction. Your thoughts?
We do, yeah. Kind of echo Scott's point, too. I just look at a client I'm working with right now. So they were looking at new construction down in Red Wing. It was going to be about $800,000 to build the house, to buy the lot and build the house they wanted. They found a home in the neighborhood that they wanted to be at that was basically the exact same house that they were planning to build that was 3 years old. And they could get it for $650,000, and they got it for $650,000. Yeah. So 3 years ago, that house, you know, let's say it cost $650,000 to build. Now that same exact house is $800,000, and it's like,
and the only difference is because it's new. And when you buy it, it's not new anymore. So then you're in existing house.
And usually, what I would say is probably not what we see a lot of. It's not that significant of a gap. That is a pretty
big gap. Yeah.
But I think the point is a general one. It's, hey, are you going to be there for a while? Will you enjoy it for a while?
And again, we're seeing a lot of people buy new construction to get often lower rate. I know you guys do a lot of financing with that. They'll get, you know, the buy down rate. They're going to stay in there longer. So I think it depends on timeline a little bit and, you know, a variety of different things, Mike.
Yeah. I mean, the power of the interest rate, I've talked about, spoken about this a lot back in the day, and I have flyers after flyers after flyers that compare, hey, if you buy this house at $600,000 with a 6.5 rate, or if you buy, you know, this house, the same house for $35,000 more, but you get a 5.5% rate, the 5.5% rate deal is better. Your monthly payment's lower, you pay less interest even over time, even though you paid more for that house. But again, to Scott's point, it's, if a builder is going to pay for that for you, that cost is rolled into the house.
Yeah, real quickly before the break, this is a prime example. I'm listing a house that'll be going on in a few weeks at $2.5 million. I've had two builders look at it to give me an assessment of what it would be to build that house, 4.7 to 5.1. So you're buying a $4.7 million new construction if you built it for $2.5 million. Now, that's a lot, but that's it.
Yeah, so there are examples, but again, I think it just depends what works for you and your family. We are up against the halfway point already. Again, Adam, before I do break, Adam Benedict's got a nice listing in St. Paul, 300 Wall Street, number 708, for $785,000. It is a penthouse suite. It's stunning. Adam says it's available for the first time since the 2003 conversion of the historic Great Northern Lofts building.
Cool building.
Yeah, over 2,400 square feet, two bed, two bath, two assigned parking spaces. It's got a rooftop patio, 34 by 30. And Adam says every square inch of this property has been remodeled with professional designers. Custom updates galore. Check that out. The pictures online, 300 Wall Street, number 708 in St. Paul for $785,000. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Welcome back to the second half of the Minnesota Real Estate Show. We appreciate you listening, and I've got a listing in Chanhassen. This one is 2961 Highwood Drive, listed by Sue Marty, $824,900. She says it's like new construction without the million-dollar price point. Four bed, three bath. It's an end-unit executive townhome. It's on a cul-de-sac in a small enclave of luxury townhomes. Almost 3,000 finished square feet, Scott. It's got a great interior, beautiful granite countertops, wide plank, red oak hardwood floors, gourmet kitchen, built-ins, natural woodwork, great fireplace lighting. Sue said special incentives from the seller as well. If you reach out to Sue Marty again, it is $824,900, 2961 Highwood Drive in Chanhassen. People really like Chanhassen, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great area, good freeway access. I mean, that's kind of the thing around the Twin Cities that most buyers always look for. You know, what freeway access do I have? And we can all think of the cities that we live in where great community, but it's just stuck outside where it's 10 minutes to a freeway. They always struggle.
So important, city planning. You think about city planners or people deciding where they're, you know, where things are going to be, because you can think of those communities, and it does hurt a lot of suburbs in the Twin Cities that are not close to things. You know what I mean, Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, convenience to, you know, get to where you want to go when you want to get there. You know, it's a big thing. I just remember my one of my first jobs in the mortgage industry, I had a commute of about, you know, 25 to 30 minutes one way, and if the weather was bad, that turned into, you know, an hour at least, you know, over an hour. And it's just like, you know, having the convenience to get somewhere quick and convenient is super nice.
I was just going to say, I won't call the city out, but it starts with Min and ends with Trista. Is the only way to get to that city, and it's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
I've sold a lot of houses there, love it, but it's one lane. I mean, sure. You know, at 5 o'clock, it takes you an hour to go 5 miles. So you're to get in there, you're going one direction. I personally could not live there because it would drive me crazy, but for other people, they love it.
So it makes the world go round.
That's right.
Is people like lots of different things, different cities, school districts. You know, do we want to be close to a highway? Do we want to be a little more remote? I was just down in my hometown, New Prague, fairly recently. Love New Prague, which has grown. It's grown a lot. It used to be
a drive to go anywhere.
They've got everything. I mean, you could stay in New Prague if you wanted. You got restaurants. You got shopping.
Yeah, I'd love living in New Prague. Maybe I can convince Kathy to move south. My dear mother is in town. My sister Mary. I'd love to live in New Prague.
Just one school, kindergarten through seniors in high school.
Oh, you're terrible.
Little red schoolhouse.
That's the way Laverne is now.
hey guys, that tax value question I thought was a good one too, because that is hard for people. We get these statements in the mail. Hey, this is your tax value. And now online, you know, you can Google your address, and there's all kinds of different platforms. REMAX has it. Zillow has it. All these different companies show you market value, estimated market value. But tax value, generally speaking, guys, is not market value.
No. Yeah, it is not. And you know, a good market analysis, when you have an agent do it, I mean, you know, hopefully they're looking at sales within about 3 to 6 months, within about a mile of your property. And it's pretty easy. You know, people ask all the time, well, how do you know it can be that exact? You know, when you do it every single day for 27 years, I mean, a bedroom is a bedroom. So if you got a two-story with four bedroom and one has three, the one with three gets five, or the one with four gets $5,000. One has a three-car garage, the other has a two. The one with the three gets $7,500. So, I mean, it's pretty easy. You know, it's easy math. At the end of it, you go, okay, here's where you're at.
Well, what's cool, again, with our team, with the Minnesota Real Estate Team, we have, for example, John Love. John Love is a great agent on the team. He's a longtime real estate appraiser. So John has done some classes specifically for our team to say, look, how do I do a market analysis like an appraiser does? And it's helpful because then you learn some of this mathematical stuff on how to actually price things. One thing that people struggle with, guys, maybe you can comment on lending-wise and market analysis, is land. So let's just say you've got a property and let's say it's a little bit further out, but you got 80 acres or 100 acres. Trying to determine value for land, guys. Mike, first of all, talk a lending perspective. What do you think about land from a lending perspective?
I mean, you got to compare land to other comparable land too. Is it farmland?
Yeah.
Or is it the next phase in a development, a residential development? I mean, those are two hugely different things and two hugely different values that land would bring. So that's really what you got to look at. Is it, you know, is it buildable? Is it swampland? Is it woods? Is it farming land? You know, all that stuff comes into play. So there's a lot of moving parts when you're talking about strictly just land.
Well, the biggest misunderstanding for sellers out there when it has to do with acreage property and land, which is connected to it, is if you are in Scott County, for example, and you have a 4,000 square foot two-story, and I've got one on 5 acres and yours is on 15. Okay. The person that has it on 15 acres believes that their home should be $200,000 more than the one on 5 acres because I have 15 acres. The problem with that is it's a very, very small, it might be $25,000. And that really upsets a lot of sellers and they don't get it. Well, if you think about it this way, if you're looking at 5 acres or you're looking at 15, you're like, oh, this is pretty. There's a lot of acreage. Unless you can do something with that extra 10 acres outside of the fact that it's nice to look a little further, you don't get a lot of value out of it.
Yeah, and that is hard.
It's hard.
It's hard, especially when you've got a ton of acreage. But I think, Mike, your point's a good one, too, looking at similar types of land, usage for that land, looking at price per acre based upon that usage, adjusting your market analysis depending upon that. But generally speaking, Mike, banks don't like to lend on land, do they?
I mean, they can lend on land and stuff like that. You just got to know you got to put more down. You know, so the buyer of just bare land, there's less buyers that are going to go buy bare land versus, you know, buyers that are going to go buy a house, you know, land with a house that's already on it. So typically in land loans, you're putting at least 25% down, maybe 35%, depending on what the plans are with the land and what type of land it is. If it's not desirable land, if you will, now the bank's like, well, if you default on the loan and we got to take this thing back, we got to be able to sell this land and take it off our books. So now you might be putting 50% down or something. If it's kind of one of those unique land deals, maybe it's swampy and there's just no one's really going to want it, if you will. So,
yeah, that's a tough one. You see that with a lot of sellers where, again, you've got that example, like Scott said, when you have a lot of land and just adjusting your property value for that, determining what is that worth. And I've, you know, interestingly, I've seen some people like, you know, in our family, we had my dad was from Baldwin, Wisconsin, and Dad had some land through the family after he had passed. That there was it was like a tree farm over there, and so then determining what's the value of it, looking for similar types of usage, and it was, you know, there was a good value to it, you know, with that. But it's important to have, again, a good agent, an appraiser who's going to look at that, guys.
Well, and it's harder to determine. It's like we talk about it all the time. You know, until a market filters, the reason that you get top dollar for a house in the first 2-3 days is because the market hasn't had a chance to filter. People haven't had a chance to realize, is this really value or is this really value? After 2 weeks, that goes away. You know it did not sell. They're not getting the number. And so it filters in. Land, and that's where mistakes can be made. Lenders don't like land because there's not as much of it. So you don't have as much tangible information to make sure you're actually lending on the correct amount.
Any thoughts, Mike?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you hit the head on the nail there. So it's just a different market. It's a different type of lending. And then, Ryan, when you mentioned that there was a tree farm on this type of land, well, now you have a business there, right? So now there's two ways to look at it. Now we have just the land there that we can look at that, or we can look at a commercial loan and say, okay, well, now you have a tree farm there. You got a business there. What does the business generate off that land, you know, for income and expenses? And then you have a completely different avenue of lending where you can go down the commercial side of things. And maybe if you're going to take over the business and stuff, now you do a business loan instead of a land loan.
So. Speaking of commercial, we as a team, the Minnesota real estate team, do a good amount of commercial as well, helping people sell all types of commercial properties, rent or lease commercial properties, including businesses as well. We've got some really good agents on the team that that help clients in that respect. Hey, before the break, I did want to touch on, we've got a duplex. Not a lot of duplexes listed for sale. This one's in Minneapolis, 3604 East 56th Street. Ashley Hinneker, great agent on the team, has this one listed, Scott. It's 549. The potential is for an owner-occupant to purchase this because the other unit is rented. The sellers are actually relocating, so quick close is possible. And again, it's one of them is a one-story unit. The other one is a two-story unit. It's got a large attic area over the one-story unit. It's currently being used as a gaming entertainment space. Lots of extra storage room, sunlight galore. There's a great corner lot, and it's got large south-facing windows. So you can get lots of sunlight in the duplex, ton of great updates, stainless steel appliances, new washer and dryer, all new remodeled kitchen and living room in one of the units. Just a ton of updates galore. There's lots of extra storage space as well. And it is, as we were talking earlier, close access to public transportation, shops, restaurants, minutes from the Mall of America. Be sure to check that out, 3604 East 56th Street. It's a duplex in Minneapolis. A nice opportunity for an owner-occupant to live there and rent out the other property. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Hey, welcome back to the final segment. Got a couple of the listings to touch on. Miss Jen Tischlitter, a great agent on the Minnesota Real Estate Team, RE/MAX Advantage Plus. Scott, one here, $279, Scott, for this condo. 150 East Travelers Trail, unit number 407 for $279. It's a top floor condo, has views of the skyline, 10-foot ceilings, ton of amenities, lots of natural light, ample storage, and a guest suite available for out-of-town guests. Check that out, 150 East Travelers Trail, unit 407. And then Mike.
Is that Burnsville?
Yeah.
That is Burnsville.
Mr. Mike Katterlick has got one in Montgomery, 407 5th Street Northeast in Montgomery, $249.9 for this property. It's a four-bed, two-bath, almost 1,600 finished square feet. There's a three-car garage, insulated, Mike said, just waiting for the heater, but plumbed for it. It's got a 125-year-old charm in a good way, woodwork, hardwood floors, convenient to downtown Montgomery, close but not too close. A great price point for the area, large corner lot. That's pretty cool. 407 5th Street Northeast, $249.9 for that price point, guys.
In Montgomery. Montgomery is another nice little town.
Yeah, it is. A little bit south of New Prague, but a good spot, a really good spot. A lot of listings this week, a lot of activity. Again, if you're listening to the show, We help people buy homes, sell homes, invest in real estate. Again, recently had someone come in, Scott, that was relocating. That was a radio listener working with a relocation company. So if you're not working with an agent, we're always happy to help. If you are working with an agent, great. Continue working with them. That's our – we are pro real estate agent just because, again, from a consumer standpoint, just protect your interest buying and selling.
Yeah, this Relo client, I'm actually going to be working with her, but she specifically said that she wanted to work with Ryan or Scott. So she got the short end of the stick, but that's all right.
Mike, last thoughts. We head to that whole
say, literally or figuratively.
Yeah, yeah.
Which one? Which
one? That's right.
Right. It is. It's an interesting time in the market. Again, St. Patrick's Day coming up.
I will be in St. Everybody, whoever wants to go to the little strip right outside of the hockey. What strip is that? Well, whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Right?
And what is the what's the bar that we're going to be at, Ryan?
West 7th?
Yeah, West 7th. West
7th. Thank you, Ryan.
And what's
Thank
that,
you.
What's the bar we're going to be at?
What's the bar?
McGovern's.
Over there?
McGovern's.
McGovern's.
We're going to be at McGovern's tomorrow. Everybody come down and see us.
Apparently Ryan's
going to
be
tomorrow?
There.
You're going tomorrow?
Or Monday. I'm
Monday.
Sorry. Monday. Monday.
Monday.
Ryan knows everything.
Yeah, that's right.
I was there last week for a few hours.
Say,
yeah.
If you had Kieran's or you had beer, you knew it.
Yeah, a little Guinness for you, Mike.
Yeah.
Last thoughts there, buddy?
I don't know if I've ever had a Guinness,
no,
to be honest.
Gross.
With you.
Oh,
my gosh.
I would never drink a Guinness.
Okay. Are you being serious?
Oh, gosh. No way. That dark beer?
Oh, boy. You need to get out.
Have drinking motor oil.
Yeah, it is like a... Hey, we've got just a few minutes left, guys. We're into the spring market. Buyers, sellers, investors. Mike, thoughts again with Luminate Bank, your great team?
Yeah, I echo what I said last week. I get the question, is it a good time to buy? Typically, how I interpret that is, hey, I'm in a 12-month lease, or my lease is coming up. Do I sign another 12-month lease, or do I buy a house? It's still way better to buy now than 12 months from now. You're going to pay more for that exact same house that you're going to buy 12 months from now versus today. You can always refinance to lower interest rates. So if the time is right for you, if you qualify, you can afford the payment, absolutely buying is the way to go.
Yeah, I'd like to say congratulations to one of our sellers. It hasn't closed yet, so I won't say that, but we're talking about multiple offers.
Yeah.
And this home was priced accordingly so that we could have a quick sale. And they ended up with $130,000 over in 27 offers, $130,000 over. And the reason that I bring it up is the reason that pricing is so important is the other offers, there was only a couple that were close to that number. Everything else was way, way less. So the reason that the number of offers you get is important is there's always going to be some that step out. And that's what you want as a listing agent. Your job is to push it to multiples, and you're trying to find someone that you can get to step out on the high side for your seller, and that worked out for these guys.
Very nice. Hey, guys, great show again. Luminate Bank, they are local, great people. Mike, we appreciate you and your team there, bud.
Yeah, yeah. Always happy to help the customers and the radio show listeners, and obviously we love working with the Minnesota real estate team too.
Great job, Scott. Nice work, buddy.
Yep, you too.
Yeah, thanks to Ryan again for coming in. A good man. Good man indeed. We appreciate him. Hey, again, the Bob and Kathy O'Neill House of Hope is opening here within the next 30 to 60 days. Check out O'NeillHope.org if you know anyone who could use a little assistance. Thanks for listening to the Minnesota Real Estate Show. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani,
inevitable. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.